Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Saturday, August 3rd. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation for the next week. I'm going to start today, and we're in Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 39, which is the end of the chapter, and then we'll move over to a companion scripture, Psalm 44. Romans 8 is one of those passages that many, many commentators state is the most important verses of the Bible. I don't know. I think it's pretty great. The end of this passage is so wonderful because it reminds us that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Starting with verse 18. Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory He will reveal to us later. For all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who His children really are. Against its will, all creation was subjected to God's curse. But with eager hope, the creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. For we know that all creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. And we believers also groan, even though we have the Holy Spirit within us as a foretaste of future glory. For we long for our bodies to be released from sin and suffering. We too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as His adopted children, including the new bodies He has promised us. We were given this hope when we were saved. If we already have something, we don't need to hope for it. But if we look forward to something we don't yet have, we must wait patiently and confidently. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, He called them to come to Him. And having called them, He gave them right standing with Himself. And having given them right standing, He gave them His glory. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can be against us? Since He did not spare even His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, won't He also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for His own? No one, for God Himself has given us right standing with Himself. Who then will condemn us? No one, for Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us, and He is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean He no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. As I read Psalm 44, your initial thoughts might be, why in the world are we reading this psalm in connection with Romans 8? But it is to connect the suffering of Christians with the people of God in the Old Testament. In Psalm 44, we have a lament or a crying out, asking God why there is such suffering and loss in the world. And in Romans 8, Paul is wrestling with this as well. And he tells us that even though we are suffering, it doesn't mean that we are separated from the love of Christ. In fact, Paul quotes Psalm 44 in verse 22, and this is what it says. He quotes it in verse 36 of Romans 8. For your sake, we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. And in the passage in Psalm 44, this is a cry out from the people. They do not understand. They ask the Lord to wake up from his sleep. But Paul is telling us that in Christ Jesus, God has shown us his great love. Psalm 44 ends with the words, because of your unfailing love. And Paul's writing in Romans 8 also matches this sentiment. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Psalm 44, beginning in verse 1. O God, we have heard it with our own ears. Our ancestors have told us of all you did in their day, in days long ago. You drove out the pagan nations by your power and gave all the land to our ancestors. You crushed their enemies and set our ancestors free. They did not conquer the land with their swords. It was not their own strong arm that gave them victory. It was your right hand and strong arm and the blinding light from your face that helped them, for you loved them. You are my king and my God. You command victories for Israel. Only by your power can we push back the enemies. Only in your name can we trample our foes. I do not trust in my bow. I do not count on my sword to save me. You are the one who gives us victory over our enemies. You disgrace those who hate us. O God, we give glory to you all day long and constantly praise your name. But now you have tossed us aside in dishonor. You no longer lead our armies to battle. You make us retreat from our enemies and allow those who hate us to plunder our land. You have butchered us like sheep and scattered us among the nations. You sold your precious people for a pittance, making nothing on the sale. You let our neighbors mock us. We are an object of scorn and derision to those around us. You have made us the butt of their jokes. They shake their heads at us in scorn. We can't escape the constant humiliation. Shame is written across our faces. All we hear are the taunts of our mockers. All we see are our vengeful enemies. All this has happened, though we have not forgotten you. We have not violated your covenant. Our hearts have not deserted you. We have not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in the jackal's desert home. You have covered us with darkness and death. If we have forgotten the name of our God or spread out our hands in prayer to foreign gods, God would surely have known it, for he knows the secrets of our every heart. But for your sake, we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. Wake up, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Get up. Do not reject us forever. Why do you look the other way? Why do you ignore the suffering and oppression? We collapse in the dust, lying face down in the dirt. Rise up. Help us, ransom us because of your unfailing love. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Oh, that was heart-wrenching. At the beginning, we hear in Psalm 44 of all the wonderful ways the Lord has worked in the past. And now the people of God feel so abandoned, not for any sin of their own, but just because they feel abandoned. Things have happened in their lives that they cannot explain as blessings from the Lord. And so they're wrestling with this. And yet at the end, they know that God's love is unfailing and they ask him to rise up and ransom them. And so what Paul is doing here in Romans 8 is he's saying, I know who the ransom is. and the plan, the arc of salvation and history. The climax is in Jesus Christ our Lord, who was the sufficient sacrifice for our sin, who was resurrected and conquered death and sin on our behalf. But it doesn't take away the feelings that we have when we are suffering in the midst of this world and when we can't explain them away. And so I just want to pray today for my brothers and sisters who are in a season where they feel abandoned by the Lord, and to ask the Lord to rise up to their aid. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. It is so rich. We thank you that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Thank you, Lord, that we don't have to fear death, that we have hope and eternal life. Thank you, Lord, that we don't have to fear principalities or things that are created, that your love covers us. Thank you also for the gospel message that Christ died for us, was raised to the right hand of God, and now is interceding for us. Thank you as well that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And so in these moments, I ask, Lord, that you would help us to groan on behalf of our brothers and sisters who feel abandoned. They cannot reconcile their current circumstances with a loving God, because in our weakness and in our feeble minds, we struggle, Lord, we doubt. And so we ask, Lord, that you would cover them with a peace that passes understanding, that you would gift them with your presence, a palpable presence, and that you would remind them to look to Jesus. Lord, as we look to Jesus, we recognize our sinfulness, our inability to process the world in the way that you do. And so we say, we are sorry. We ask forgiveness, and we ask for your renewal today. Thank you for this Saturday. I pray that my brothers and sisters would enjoy a time of rest, healing, and rejoicing in Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.